Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism step promotes culture is right, according to a culturalist. 32 volunteers from the Health Emergency Organization Medical Emergency Rescue Committee or MERCY Indonesia departed for Gaza, Palestine for the second phase of the construction of Indonesian hospital. Islamic Sharia cooperatives contribute to increasing GDP growth. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism move to continue promoting the wealth and diversity of cultures in Indonesia is considered appropriate because the trend of future tourist visits is to see the uniqueness of its culture. Cultural figure Gaura Mancacarita Dipura in Jakarta on Saturday, as reported by Antara, said that 60% of foreign and domestic tourists came to observe Indonesian culture, 30% to see its natural beauty, and 10% for meeting, incentive, convention, and exhibition or MICE. Gaura said the 1,000 uniqueness and distinctive cultural characteristics of Indonesia turned out to have its own beauty that made many tourists visit various regions in the country. 32 volunteers from the Health Emergency Organization Medical Emergency Rescue Committee, MERCY Indonesia, departed for Gaza, Palestine for the second phase of the construction of Indonesian hospitals in the conflict-ravaged region. MERCY Presidium Sarbini Abdul Murad to Antara in Jakarta on Saturday morning explained most of the volunteers who were dispatched in the two stages were the first phase of development alumni whose commitment and expertise had been proven and tested with the establishment of the existing Indonesian hospital in Gaza. According to him, the assistance of the Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and her staff at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs was very important for the successful entry of the MERCY volunteer team to Gaza through Rafah Gate on the Egyptian and Gaza borders. Anak Agung Gede Ngurah Puspayoga, the Indonesian Minister for Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, said the current increase in gross domestic products cannot be separated from the contribution of Syariah cooperatives. For this reason, he encouraged Syariah cooperatives to continue to increase gross domestic product growth. As reported by Antara, the minister, when opening the 2018 annual member meeting Syariah Financing and Saving Cooperatives in Sidogiri, Pasuruan, East Java on Saturday, said, in addition to increasing gross domestic product growth, the quality of Islamic financing savings and loans cooperatives should continue to be considered, because with quality, cooperatives will have an impact on the equity and welfare of the members. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani invited all parties to support the development of jamu industry as a national phytopharmaca product. In her written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, the minister said the efficacy of jamu has been empirically tested in humans for hundreds of years as traditional medicine. Various types of jamu have also been clinically tested. According to Minister Puan, jamu as Indonesia's wealth needs to be continued to be supported as wealth that is not owned by other countries. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi explained the objectives of Indonesian diplomacy and implementation of foreign policy in a series of diplomacy festival activities on Hasanuddin University, Makassar, South Sulawesi on Saturday. As quoted by Antara, the minister said the activity was to share information and knowledge to be directly felt and beneficial for the community. For example, the protocol rules and regulation and the study of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In addition, A protocol training was also conducted for the regional government officials so they will have the experience and simulations of cabinet hearings, information on technological issues, protection of Indonesian citizens who travel and live abroad. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. 12 students from Japan learned about cocoa at the Faculty of Agriculture University of Hasanuddin in Makassar, South Sulawesi, starting February 23rd until 28th. Hasanuddin University Dean of the Faculty of Agriculture, Professor Baharuddin, on Saturday said this collaboration was an effort to improve education standards in the faculty through collaboration with other academics not only in Indonesia but also in the world. As quoted by Antara, these Japanese students would learn the theory and visit West Sulawesi to see firsthand the process of developing the cacao. The activity, titled The Workshop on Sustainable Cocoa for Foreign Students, is part of the collaboration between Hasanuddin University and 5 other universities in Indonesia and Japan, which are part of a collaborative network of universities called 6 University Indonesia and Japan Initiative or SUIJI. The 5 colleges are Gajah Mada University and Bogor Agricultural Institute in Indonesia, Ehime University, Kagawa University, and Kochi University in Japan. The workshop designed with this practical approach will integrate theoretical material in classrooms and field practices in cocoa producing areas in West Sulawesi. Last item, agricultural observer from Kupang Cendana University in Kupang, Leta Rafael Levis, is of the opinion that Indonesia can adopt the philosophy followed by the United States in building food security. He stated that through a good agricultural development system, Indonesia can become independent in meeting its domestic food needs. He noted that America government is irreplaceable despite changes in the presidency. That is, agricultural development should meet domestic food requirements. In addition, the country is able to export food to 5 other countries in the world. On the contrary, in Indonesia, he said, every time a change in national leadership occurs, new development programs in the agricultural sector always emerge, and what was done by the earlier government was never carried forward. As a result, agricultural development, which in fact must be a national priority towards realizing food independence, failed to match up to expectation. To end the news, here are the main points once again. 32 Mercy volunteers left for Gaza to build the second Indonesian hospital. Islamic Sharia cooperatives contribute to increasing GDP growth. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on villages supporters of the national economy. The village-level government was asked to keep the circulation of money in the rural area. If that can continue to be done, not only districts, cities, and provinces, villages can also become one of the pillars of the national economy. President Joko Widodo stated this at the National Coordinating Meeting for the Implementation of the Village Government in 2019 at Ecovention Ocean Ecopark Ancol, Jakarta on Wednesday. A number of village government officials, district city governments, and the provincial government attended the event. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo reminded the government had issued a budget of 257 trillion rupiahs for village funds. The president gave an example to keep the circulation of money from village funds in rural areas, that is, by buying building materials products in the village area of their respective sub-districts to build infrastructure. President Joko Widodo also asked the village government to employ village infrastructure development workers from their respective regions. Thus, the velocity of money is expected to increase the welfare and economy of the village. In the coordination meeting, a number of representatives were randomly chosen by the head of state to explain how village funds were used in their respective regions. Representatives of the Bandung Jaya Village Government in Bengkulu Province, Suprianti, said with village funds, a number of roads in the Bandung Jaya Village had now been cemented and asphalted. In addition, she allocated 100 million rupiahs from village funds to develop village-owned enterprises in the form of coffee buying and building shops. Representatives of Bener Meriah Village in Central Aceh Regency, Warkap, meanwhile said that the village funds in Bener Meriah was used for water distribution and sanitation to collect clean water and distribute it to villages using pipes that cost around 500 million rupiahs. Responding to the explanation from the village heads, the president advised that the village government always take into account the utilization of the facilities built. President Joko Widodo directed the village government to carefully plan the use of village funds to be useful and productive, meanwhile to continue supporting village development as a national economic buffer. The president on the same occasion ensured that he would again increase the village fund allocation in 2020. That was Spotlight of this week. Today in history, we'll begin with what happened on February the 24th, 1920. The German Labour Party turns into the Nazi Party. The German National Socialist Labour Party, abbreviated NSDAP, or better known as the Nazi Party, is a political party that once existed in Germany. The party was founded in the early 1920s with its base in Munich. Previously, the party was called the Deutsche Arbeiterpartei or German Labour Party. The party's name was changed on February 24, 1920, after Adolf Hitler took party leadership. The official Nazi symbol is the swastika. Turning to February 24, 1946, Juan Perón is elected president of Argentina. On February 24, 1946, Juan Domingo Perón was elected president of Argentina. Perón is a controversial Argentine figure. In 1943, as a soldier, he joined a coup to overthrow the government at that time. In 1944, he was appointed vice president and minister of war. A year later, he was deposed from his position and imprisoned. However, at the urging of the workers who supported him, Perón was immediately released again. Let's end today in history with February the 24th, 1991, land attack in the Gulf War begins. On February the 24th, 1991, U.S. forces and their allies invaded Kuwait. The war ended 100 hours later. Overall, during the war, 148 U.S. soldiers were killed, while reportedly more than 20,000 Iraqi soldiers were killed. As a result of the war, several parties called for Bush to continue to Iraq and overthrow Saddam. In his speech, Bush encouraged Iraqis to rise up against the dictator, while he personally hoped someone in the Iraqi military would overthrow him. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalam gelap.
of Indonesia.
That was Tinggallah Ku Sendiri, sung by Hedi Yunus. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Next segment that I will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to My Indonesia. In today's edition, I will bring a topic about Indonesia officially bids for the host of the 2032 Olympics. Indonesian Olympic Committee stated that Indonesia had officially bid to be the host of 2032 Olympics. Chairman of the committee, Erick Thohir, as quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Tuesday night, confirmed that the next step after the official offers for the 2032 Olympics, Indonesia had to often hold an international standard sports championship besides promoting the country as well as strengthening international trust in Indonesia. Erick Thohir also hoped that sport federation in Indonesia would also lobby international federation and make preparation by offering to host international championships. The owner of Oxford United Soccer Club in England and DC United in the United States said that the holding of an international sport events in Indonesia was also to increase public interest in sports. In addition, the competition arenas that have been built at the time of 2018 Asian Games would not be neglected because they are often used. Erick Thohir gave an example of one of the steps to promote Indonesia, which is the organization of the 2023 Basketball World Cup. Indonesia will be the host together with Japan and the Philippines. Indonesia, according to Erick Thohir, can be the host of 2032 Olympics following the preparation of the 2018 Asian Games, which only took 2 years and 3 months. Previously, Indonesian Ambassador of Switzerland in Bern, Mulyaman Deohadat, had submitted a letter from Indonesian President Joko Widodo to the President of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, Thomas Bach, containing Indonesia's desire to host the 2032 Olympics. The letter was delivered by the ambassador through IOC Secretariat in Lausanne, Switzerland, on February the 11th. In the meeting with Ambassador Mulyaman, IOC Executive Director Christoph Dubi delivered a positive response to Indonesia's official offers as the Olympic host. Christoph Dubi said that IOC had recognized Indonesia's ability during the successful implementation of the 2018 Asian Games and Asian Paragames. The selection for the host of the 2032 Olympics will take place in 2024 in Paris, France. The 2020 Olympics will take place in Tokyo, Japan. Then the 2024 Olympics will take place in Paris, France, while the 2028 Olympics will take place in Los Angeles, United States. That was my Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cahayalanku, benci.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Kau Di Hatiku, sung by Ismi Aziz. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Curug Parigi, which is located between Bogor Regency and Bekasi City, has actually been around for a long time. This waterfall is located precisely in Kampung Parigi, Cikiwul Village, Bantar Gebang District, Bekasi, West Jawa Province. It was once the site of a film shooting in the 80s. However, this curug only lately became popular due to some photos on Instagram that showcase the beauty of this mini waterfall. Formerly, this waterfall area was sand quarry or excavation, which ultimately caused differences in height until the waterfall appears. The height of Parigi waterfall is around 4 meters, while the width reaches 20 meters. The beauty of the Parigi waterfall cannot be seen clearly at any time, because the changing water flow from the Cilengsi River also changes the appearance of this waterfall. If the river discharge is small, then this waterfall does not shed much water, and its beauty is less visible. During the rainy season or when the river discharge is high, this waterfall looks so beautiful. Therefore, it is recommended to come during the rainy season to get the stunning view. Although it is located in Bekasi, which is known as an industrial area, which is hot and full of traffic jams, but once you arrive at Curug, you will feel refreshed. This waterfall has been managed by the Bekasi regional government. To enter the area, you only have to pay 10,000 rupiah or less than $1. To get to the location of the waterfall, tourists must pass a quiet, difficult trek. There are some steep roads and prone to landslide, so erosion might occur here. This causes the clarity of the waterfall to be quite low. Indeed, the water in Parigi Curug is more brownish. Curug Parigi, by the way, curug means waterfall, has a slightly uphill land contour. It is this cliff that makes nature lovers want to try to climb the top of the waterfall. If you are in Indonesia or Jakarta and want to take a break but don't have much time, maybe you can check out this Curug Parigi. That was Indonesian Wonder today. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak akan
That was Kutitipkan Cinta, sung by Harvey Malaiholo. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. This edition explores the topic of Jailolo Bay Festival 2019. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. The Jailolo Bay Festival has become one of the tourism agendas in West Halmahera District, North Maluku Province. In 2019, the festival will be held from March the 3rd until the 5th in Jailolo Bay, or known as Gilolo. This annual festival aims to revive the glory of Halmahera as the world's spice capital, promoting natural wealth and cultural uniqueness in the island. As in the previous years, the most interesting feature of this festival is the performance of contemporary art that combines elements of traditional music and dance to be performed on a large stage floating above the sea. Yailolobe Festival 2019 will also feature the traditions of Moloku Kieraha, Sigofi Ngolo, Culinary Bazaars, Orom Sasadu, and many more. Sigofi Ngolo is a ritual of cleansing the sea by local people through ritual offerings to the nature. Moloku Kieraha will offer various traditional food as well as various unique arts and cultural performances. Orom Sasadu is a manifestation of gratitude for the abundant crops in the fields and gardens. From Sasadu is usually held until 7 p.m. presenting various Jailolo special foods. The visitors of tourists may join the Orom Sasadu event and can eat as much as they want. Visitors will also be taken to explore a number of traditional villages in West Halmahera to learn more about the history of spices at the heart of the Spice Island. The tourists and local people can participate in a number of programs and competitions at this festival, including underwater photography competition, sweeping the sea competition, fun diving, traditional dance competitions, traditional game competition, and many more. The island covers an area of 17,000 square kilometers. Its beautiful nature keeps inspiring this festival every year. Muslim and Christian residents participate in happy and harmonious local celebrations that have developed into international events. Well, that was Miss Delaney featuring Jailolobe Festival 2019.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita berpisah. Rindu hatiku selalu menggoda. Oh asmara, jemputlah dia. Katakan padanya, ku tunggu dari sini. Nada-nada tercipta karena cinta. Melodi indah mengalunnya dengan mesra. Andaikan semua ini bukanlah mimpi. Berhenti detak nari tak ku sesali. Nada-nada tercipta karena cinta. Melodi indah mengalunnya dengan mesra. Andaikan semua ini bukanlah mimpi. Berhenti detak nari tak ku sesali. Nada-nada tercipta karena cinta. Melodi indah mengalunnya dengan mesra. Andaikan semua ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Kutunggu Dia Di Sini, sung by Iga Mawarni. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Well, listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pravotorov Konstantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast and English program through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz on January 14, 2019 at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC with the SINPO 25232. Hello, Pravotorov Konstantin, how are you? It's nice to receive your reception report. It's very detailed, although the signal was weak, only 25232. As information, we have also a program called Indonesia Today that is broadcast at 800 hours to 1000 hours UTC. You can listen to this program through website www.voinews.id and also at a replay. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Pravotorov Konstantin, here is the song.
Lama sendiri dalam langkah sepi, tak pernah kukira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu di sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku. Hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah. Kau tak akan terganti. karena kuduga bahwa airnya tergugat janjimu dan janjiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekadar indah, kau tak akan terganti. Takkan mampu mengubahku, hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekadar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 3325 kHz on January 20, 2019 at 13:45 UTC. In his email, Baikan Hazarika told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia segment Listener's Mailbag that replied emails from Germany, Brazil, and also Japan. Hello, Baikan Hazarika, thank you very much for your compliment on our broadcast, which according to you is very outstanding, informative, and entertaining. We hope our broadcast can entertain our other listeners. For your requests, we will provide them as soon as possible. Please, not to be disappointed. Hopefully, you will continuously listen to our broadcast, and please send your reception report as well on our broadcast. Thank you very much. And for you, and also for other listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Aku mau
You're listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Malikallah Bachaya Kokar in Pakistan. In his email, Malik said that he is a regular listener of Voice of Indonesia's English program. Hello, Malikallah Bachaya Kokar. Thank you for your loyalty to our broadcast. We have some interesting segments such as current affairs and also music. And which segment do you like the most? If you miss our segment, you can find it out on our website www.voynews.id. Well, Mr. Malik, Kallah Bachaya Kokar, please keep listening to our broadcast every day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and for our other regular listeners wherever you are. Thank you.
Segera berlari, cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi. Firasatku ingin kau untuk cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi.
Our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.